Wes Enders.
We have to interrupt this program for an important news flash.
We are going live now to the Latvian embassy in London, where the siege is in progress still. There are believed to be 14 hostages inside the embassy, and the special air service have just arrived. So we're going over live now to the siege at the Latvian embassy.
Yes, as always, the SAS are on hand to save the day here. I'm here with my crack trooper, Sergeant Mills here, and we will be scaling in to rescue the 24 hostages. We're just going to do a quick weapons check. Have you got your submachine pistol?
Yeah, around here somewhere.
Right, have you got your gas mask?
No, I didn't bring that.
Right, have you got your special hood thing?
No.
Right, have you got your rope? Have you got your rope? You must have your rope.
No, I ain't got that either.
Okay. Well, we'll just have to do it anyway. All right, on my mark, we'll count to three. One, two, three. Go, 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 go!
Oh, I'm not bothered anymore. I can't be bothered.
Well, come on, mate, I've done it. I've done. You remember your SAS training? Go, 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 go!
Yeah, but I'm not interested in it anymore.
Yeah, but come on, Sergeant Mills, you've got to do it, mate. I'm giving you the go, 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 go!
Yeah, but it's going to go to the cafe and have a fag and a cup of tea.
But I've done the goes and everything. Hang on. Was that your phone going off?
Yeah.
Well, you can't bring your phone into a combat situation.
Yeah, but I've got to go meet my mate in a bit, haven't I?
You were supposed to have it on silent.
Don't worry about that.
What's it say? It
says, yeah, all right.
Oh, so I'm going to have to do it on my own?
Yeah.
Right then. Well, don't get killed.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Alan, mate, does this bus go to Credit End?
Yeah.
Could I have a return to Credit End, please?
Yeah, get it. There you go.
Oh, cheers. I thought there might be a bit more change than that. I gave you a £20 note.
Nah, I'm pretty sure it's like 19 quid.
Right. Okay, fair enough, yeah.
Now this week, 6-year-old dad, starring Brendan Wood and Kay Beer. This week's episode, Jason and Dad go and buy a laptop.
6-year-old dad. 6-year-old dad. 6-year-old dad.
6-year-old dad. Oh, this is wicked. There's every shop I wanted, Andy. We're going to get something, I know it.
Can we go to the sweetie shop and get me some sweeties or some toy cars?
No, Dad, it's all about getting a laptop today, right?
Oh, what?
Come on, keep searching and we'll find one.
Oh, but there's a good toy shop over
Dad,
there.
Dad, let's get in this one.
No, this one.
Dad.
Yeah?
Right, let's go in here then.
Good afternoon, sir. Can I help you?
Go away.
Hi, I'm just about to start uni and I'm looking for a laptop.
Ah, of course, no problem, mate. Brought your little brother along, have you?
No, this is my father.
I look like I'm 7?
I thought you were about 6, actually.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh. Okay, well, I'll just go and get Carol. She deals with most of the laptop sales. All right, then. Carol, could you come and deal with these customers, please?
Right, guys.
Hiya. I'm here looking for a laptop.
What kind of laptop do you want?
Just something with a lot of memory, really, and just a lot of memory.
This is a good one. It's like £659.
Dad, this is the one I want.
I want, don't get, because I wanted some cars and you said no.
Dad, this is for my university.
No.
Dad.
Make me.
Is everything okay there?
Yeah, sorry about this.
Is that your dad?
Yeah, this is my dad.
Isn't it like your little brother?
No, this is definitely my dad.
Right, okay, do you want to pay for it, sir?
No.
Dad.
What?
Please.
Make me.
Dad.
Make me.
You always got to play up, Dad, please.
Is there a problem here, lads? It's always something wrong. You're not happy with the service, or
no, that's fine. We're just paying for the laptop.
No, we're not.
Oh,
Dad, please.
No.
It's for university, Dad.
No.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm gonna keep looking then.
All right. Okay.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Did he say that was his dad?
6-year-old dad. 6-year-old dad. 6-year-old dad.
And now the latest episode of The Life and Crimes of Hubert Lorenzo.
Consider yourself a crook. Consider yourself a robbing teacher. The kids are all there to be stiff. And so staff, the parents and everybody else.
Right then, Mr. Lorenzo, I've got to talk to you about the budget. The school was allocated £150,000 to buy new computers and get, you know, books for the library and all that sort of stuff.
Who needs that stuff?
Well, with all due respect, Mr. Lorenzo, I mean, I know you're the headmaster, but the governor's, I speak as...
I'm in charge for this school.
I understand that, Mr. Lorenzo, on day to day, but what I'm saying is, head of the Board of Governors, I'm actually responsible for your budget and how you spend it, and I'd like to know where the money's gone.
I don't know.
Right, Mr. Lorenzo, I couldn't help but notice as I came past your house this morning, you've got a Ferrari and a yacht parked outside your house. Is there anything you want to tell me?
I had a raise.
Right, Mr. Lorenzo, you didn't have a raise, and even if you did, to buy a Ferrari and a yacht, the raise would have had to be somewhere in the region of 6 times your present salary.
I only had it twice as much, but I also won the lottery the other day.
Right, and have you still got proof of that? Can I contact Camelot to find out about that?
No.
Look, Mr. Lorenzo, this is very awkward, as I'm sure you can imagine, but I think there's probably something you want to tell me, because if you don't, we're going to have to get the police involved. Look, Hubert, there's...
Don't call me Hubert! Nobody calls Hubert, except for me. Maybe Hubert didn't buy a car, maybe he did. Maybe Hubert Lorenzo kind of did, and Hubert's really sorry, and he really would like his job back.
Mr. Lorenzo, what have you done?
Hubert Lorenzo would even kiss your feet.
I'll go on then. If you kiss my feet, you can keep your job. Oh, hold on a minute, I'll just take my shoes off.
Does Hubert Lorenzo really have to do this?
You decide it's the Tootsies or the Ferrari, Hubert.
Take the Ferrari.
Are you sure this is the quickest way to credit?
Yeah, was it?
But we just went past Bristol.
Yeah, but in going like a shortcut, you know what I mean?
Right, okay, yeah.
Good evening, and welcome to Politics in Focus here on Phonic FM. Now, there's been a lot of speculation in the media today about the increased hike in charges for further education. It's been said by opponents of the government that this may put off a lot of young people, especially from working and lower middle class backgrounds, from seeking higher education, university and so on, and seeking more traditional routes, apprenticeship and so forth. So we have a representative of the student body council here. We have from Exeter in Devon. We have Rosie Coles, who's 15 years old. So Rosie, this proposal to increase charges for university, how would you and your family react to this? Would this put you off seeking higher education?
Are you wearing a wig, mate?
I beg your pardon?
Are you wearing a wig?
Right, Miss Coles, if I can put it to you that the increase in charges for university, would this be something that you feel would make you reconsider possible university or further education options?
Not being funny, but it looks like a dead rat on the top of your head.
Right, Miss Coles, if I can ask you again, if we can stick to the subject,
you as the representative of the student body, you are charged with a certain position, and I think you should try and answer the question. The question is this: would the increase in student fees persuade you not to go to university?
Are you sure you're not wearing a wig there?
Look, I'm not wearing a wig, all right? It's just my hair lies funny sometimes, that's all, and there's a bit of a gap between the top bit and the bit on... Look, I went bald, all right? I went bald young. What do you want me to do, walk around like a coot? Oh, that'll be a lot of fun, wouldn't it? Walking around the corridors of Phonic FM with a bald eagle. Oh, look, there's Baldy. Yes. Well, thank you for pointing that out, Miss Coles. Thank you very much.
See, I told you it was a wig.
Excuse me?
Yeah?
I think we just went through Leeds.
Yeah, but I'm going around all the back roads, yeah?
Right. Okay, right, yeah. Okay.
Where's the way? Oh, you again.
Sorry to trouble you. It's just the bloke I'm sat next to, he hasn't moved since we left Newton Abbot, and that was a week ago last Tuesday. I think he might be dead.
Oh, is he?
I think so, yeah. Do you want to pull over?
I'm not, I just throw him out the door. I'm going along.
Oh, right. Is that normal for sort of bus policy?
Yeah. Once they're dead, they're gone.
Right. Yeah.
It's above the door.
Okay. Well, I'll check it out then.
And now we take a look inside the workings of a busy hospital in Emergency Ward 19.
Hello, yes. Well, I'm Sir Ronald Smaisley. I'm the consultant thoracic surgeon here at the hospital, Ward 19. And today we're going to be treating a young man who's had a spontaneous pneumothorax. Now, we're going to have to go in through the chest cavity and do a full thoracotomy and pleurectomy or pleuridesis, depending on which takes first. It's quite an involved surgical procedure. We should be down here for about nine and a half hours, and I've got with me a young surgeon who has been transferred from Guy's in London, and he's come with glowing references, and he's a bit of a sort of a wunderkind, so I'm looking forward to picking up some tips from him, and I'm sure he'll pick up some things from me as well, age and experience and whatnot. So the patient's just been laid out there, so okay, Dr. Chalmers, I believe his name is. Dr. Chalmers, there you are. Now, Dr. Chalmers, can you pass me the scalpel, please?
Yeah, I can't really be bothered at the moment.
I beg your pardon?
I can't really be bothered.
Well, you have to pass me the scalpel so we can make the first incision, Dr. Chalmers. That's a necessary part of the surgical procedure.
Yeah, well, you can bleed a bit, it's all right.
Dr. Chalmers, are you saying you can't be bothered to participate in the surgery at all?
Exactly.
But why? You seem so keen this morning.
Yeah, well, I don't really like him much.
It's not about whether you like him or not. With surgeons, it's like, you know, you took the Hippocratic Oath. Now, come on, pass me the scalpel.
Nah, I can't be bothered.
Are you smoking?
Maybe.
Oh, for God's sake.
Excuse me, look, driver, I'm really sorry to be a nuisance, but is there any food or water on the bus at all?
Nah, sorry mate, against bus rules, no food or beverages on the bus.
It's just that I saw you sipping from a water bottle about 3 days ago.
Yeah, but I'm the bus driver, so technically I'm allowed to do it.
Yeah, but mate, there's people literally starving on the bus. We've been on this bus for weeks now.
Why don't they get off then?
They can, because you never stop. You stop and you pull up to the bus stop and you open the doors and people start getting up and you just drive off.
Oh yeah, but they don't move quick enough, so I don't think they'll get off, you know what I mean?
Look, I just wanted to go to Credit and I bought a ticket in Newton Abbot and now we're somewhere on the outskirts of Carlisle.
Where's that?
I don't know, you're supposed to know, you're the driver. We've been on a ferry. We've been all over France, we've been up through Denmark. I remember waking up from somewhere around the Pyrenees.
Look, when are we going to get to credit and...
I don't know, it's not my fault, like, the brakes have messed up.
God, what are we going to do about all these starving people on the bus?
Well, when they die, we can eat them.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Shut up back there!
Alright, I'll go sit back down. Thanks, Drive.
Where's Enders?
Alright, Barry.
Alright, Steve, how's it going?
Not too good, really.
What's up, mate?
Well, since my mum died, when she got hit by that bus, when she was flashed in the street, my dad's a bit down.
Yeah, it's a real shame that. I know, I mean, I did used to worry about that when your mum used to go out flashing in the street. I always thought it could happen, but...
I know.
Yeah. So your dad's in a pretty bad way, is he?
Yeah, I was wondering if you could do me a favour.
Of course, mate, I'd do anything for your dad. He's a brilliant bloke.
Oh, right. Well, could you dress up as a woman and take him out?
What?
Oh, what?
You want me to dress up as a woman and take your dad out?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, mate, that's disgusting.
Oh, you know you wanna. Just rub his leg a little bit.
Yeah, all right then. Where are we going to get a dress from?
My mum's got some old
clothes. Oh, mate, I can't dress up in your mum's clothes and take your dad out, can I?
Yeah, the one she died in.
Really?
Yeah. He'll love it.
Is it not a bit weird, though?
No.
Won't people think I'm a bit strange?
I love you. You're doing it for me.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, then.
Cheers, mate. Oh, Dad, you never guess what?
What, son?
I've got a surprise for you.
Oh, really? Brilliant.
Yeah. Meet Janine.
Janine?
Yeah, I found her down the pub. She said she'd go on a date with you.
Right. Brilliant. It just... You know, she looks a little bit like your mate Steve.
Steve? Oh, no, don't be silly.
Janine, you say?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Well, she does look quite pretty.
Check out her knockers.
Has she got a bit of a beard?
No, that's just a bit of... Anyway, yeah, so where are you going
to
go?
Yeah, I'll take her out for a nice meal, I think. Should I get the wine in then, Janine?
Yeah, if you like.
You don't mind me saying, Janine, but you seem to have quite a low voice for a lady.
Do I?
Oh, that's better. Well, that's a lovely meal. What would you like to eat?
I don't mind. I'm not really very hungry.
Oh, well, try some of this. Try some of this. It's nice. It's a nice pork sausage.
Oh.
Do you like pork sausage, Janine?
Not really, I'm a vegetarian.
Right, yes, I see. You don't eat meat, eh?
No.
Have another glass of wine.
I think I should probably go now.
No, Janine, don't go. Don't go. Just stay.
It's getting late.
No, I can give you a lift on. Let's get a little bit more comfortable.
No, that's all right. Goodbye.
Bye, Janine. I love you.
Next up, Exeter.
Oh, God. Oh, excuse me, driver. Are we nearly at Exeter?
No. No, we're near it now.
Hey?
We've gone past it.
What do you mean we've gone past it?
Well, you was asleep and I didn't really want to wake you up.
Didn't want to wake me up! You said you was going to let me off at Exeter!
Yeah, well, it's not my fault you fell asleep.
Oh, for God's sake. Look, well, when are we going to be in Crediton next, then?
Well, judging by the time now, around middle of July, probably.
Oh, for God's sake.
WestEnders has been written and performed by West End Unit, Tiverton High School. You have been listening to Kaylee Cheshire,
Reese Knight,
Courtney Glass,
Brandon Wood,
Liam Luxon,
Jodie Carmen,
Ryan Coffey,
Elliot Fisher,
Charlotte O'Brien,
Aidan Schillen,
Lauren Bounday, Wendy Douglas,
Jack Goldsborough,
Lucy Reno,
Martin Davey,
Jordan Kane, Andrew Summerton.
For more information and to download the podcast, go to www.westenderscomedyshow.com.
A Wolf and Water production.
This programme was brought to you by Media Box, a scheme funded by the Department for Children, Schools and Families.